This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is the LA Local Morning Update, keeping you caught up with the latest from KNX News. Check back this afternoon for the LA Local's full daily briefing on what you need to know in SoCal.
Rest of PCH is about to reopen. Grammys last night, tributes to the firefighters. First, a lot of red on Wall Street over these tariffs and trade war worries.
Yeah, the Dow was off about 600 for a while, but it's clawing its way back. Still in the red, though, and this has to do with those tariffs imposed by the Trump administration, Canada, Mexico, China. And President Trump and the Canadian Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, set to talk about it today. He, Trump, talked to reporters at Joint Base Andrews last night.
And I'm also speaking with Mexico tomorrow morning, and I don't expect anything very dramatic. We put tariffs on. They owe us a lot of money, and I'm sure they're going to pay.
Well, nothing dramatic. We'll see. Canada's released a list of products they say will be subject to 25% tariffs starting tomorrow, including meat, dairy, eggs, coffee, tea, citrus, and spirits.
The auto industry already getting ready.
Car makers are already moving vehicles and parts across the border early to get out in front of tariffs. GM Chief Financial Officer Paul Jacobson wants to mitigate the damage.
We have a playbook. We've been preparing that for a while. There are some things that we can do easily, some things that we've already done.
Tariffs will cut into car makers' profits, but it's too early to tell how they might impact vehicle prices. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
They're going to be fully reopening PCH today after the Palisades fire. We get more live from our John Baird.
And I'm here at Entrada and PCH. And, you know, I have to tell you that some people are not exactly happy about this. They don't think that the highway should be completely opened up at this point because they think it will just add traffic. They think, you know, that maybe they should restrict it further. Again, the PCH is reopening. The way it looks right now is they're not checking for passes. But I was talking to a man named Jonathan who has a home up here, and he says, you know, they should keep it closed for the time being.
Your idea is, hey, keep PCH closed for a while.
Exactly. You know what? Let the construction workers, let all the utility people do their thing. Let the residents have access. And so we're not dealing with all this traffic all of a sudden and just making everything harder that much longer.
And again, there are others who are upset because they didn't get the memo and didn't realize that they had to go to a different point to get a pass. So if you're going up into Palisades in the area where the fire hit, you still have to get a pass if you're a contractor or a resident. And if you're going to get a pass, you now have to go to the Disaster Recovery Center on Pico Boulevard. You can't come here on PCH, obviously, because they opened it up. Some people are upset about that. They say it's going to make it really difficult for contractors and others to get up here today because they had plans to meet with them.
All right, John, thanks. Grammys last night, a lot of tributes to the firefighters, people who lost their homes here in Southern California. It was a big night for Beyonce. She won the big award, and then here's some other winners with Brian Ping.
On a night dedicated to a host city reeling from the destructive fires, a group of L.A. County firefighters were invited to take the stage to announce the night's biggest award, Album of the Year.
On behalf of the members of the County of Los Angeles Fire Department, I would like to thank the Recording Academy for having us here this evening.
And a star who's won nearly every other major accolade finally got the one that had long eluded her.
The Grammy goes to Cowboy Carter. Beyonce. Beyonce.
Earlier, she became the first black artist to win Country Album of the Year.
I'd like to thank and acknowledge and praise all of the firefighters for keeping us safe.
LA's own Kendrick Lamar swept the top two singles awards, Record and Song of the Year, for his diss track smash, Not Like Us. I'm Brian Ping, KNX News 97.1 FM.
The air quality index ranges from moderate to good, but a House Democrats, a group of them, say that the air is still a health threat and poses serious long-term risks. They want the EPA to lead a task force to improve the monitoring. The LA Times says, according to the UCLA Institute of the Environment and Sustainability, this is because of toxic substances such as asbestos, lead, and other heavy metals they say aren't detectable under the current standards of the air quality index. The AQI, as it's known, was created to measure things like smog and carbon monoxide. There's a news conference later this morning in Pasadena to talk all about it.
More about these tariffs. I've seen, I think, three or four TV reporters this morning holding up an avocado during a live shot saying prices are going up on these. Tariffs from President Trump on Mexico, Canada, China. Canada's already retaliated. Mexico expected to. Live on The Impact now with the California Retailers Association President Rachel Michelin.
Rachel, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm not good because I don't like it when prices go
She's
up.
She's been stockpiling
eggs. I don't either. Yeah.
And I like avocados, so I'm very upset about this. So are retailers running around and printing new signs at this point, posting their new prices? Dynamic pricing is going to get even more dynamic. When are we going to really feel this?
You know, I think we're going to see it happening over the next couple of weeks. I think it's going to depend. You know, my biggest concern is for our small retailers. I think they're going to feel it first. It's going to be harder for them to absorb some of these costs. I think our bigger national brands, they've been able to anticipate, say what you will, he's been warning that he was going to do this. So people have been preparing. But I do think that as we get closer, you've got the Super Bowl, then we've got Valentine's Day coming up. Then you start getting into, summer and seeing how long these go on, barbecues and those types of things. People are going to start to feel it. And especially in a state like California, where the cost of living was already so high, I think consumers are really going to start to see that sticker shock.
What do we not understand about some of these, supply lines? There's actually a whole bunch of stuff that goes back and forth like a couple times, right? So some things that you don't even think about, would be hit by tariffs are going to get hit.
Yeah, it's really interesting. And you have to think about it, too. California, particularly in Los Angeles, the port of L.A. and Long Beach, that's a huge gateway. And so, 40% of goods comes through those two ports. And so there's a lot of give and take. So not only are we talking about, the price of goods, we're talking about jobs. People are at risk of losing their jobs as well if your job is really dependent on that supply chain. So that's a double whammy to a lot of people. You're going to see higher costs going up, and you're at risk of losing your employment, because if we don't have goods coming in and that supply chain is being impacted, that could mean layoffs coming into the state as well. But a lot of ag comes into California from Mexico in particular during the winter months, particularly when we're seeing, the weather in the Central Valley. Think about the rebuilding in Los Angeles. Canada brings a lot of lumber for rebuilding. That's going to have a huge impact as we're trying to think about how do we quickly rebuild. Well, we need product to do that. This is going to be a huge, when we were dealing with the supply chain crisis years ago, when we were doing COVID, I remember talking to folks about garage door openers, because that came into the state. You couldn't get your houses signed off because you couldn't get your garage door opener. We import that. So there's little tiny pieces of manufacturing pieces that go into products we use every day that is not made here, that comes from other countries, particularly Mexico or Canada. China is another one that I think we're going to start seeing that impact. So people are going to start to realize really how much our goods are really dependent on this global economy. And our hope as the retail industry is that we quickly get resolution to this, because we've just bounced back, I think, from the retail perspective, from COVID, particularly our small retailers. We want to keep going. We had a record year this last holiday season. We want to keep that momentum. It's good for the consumer. It's good for the economy. And this is just another setback.
All right. California Retailers Association, the president there, Rachel Michelin. Thanks.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Members of the creative community in Southern California impacted by the fires could get some help, and AI may help those in need of therapy. Those stories and more as 20 minutes of nonstop news continues.
Protesters on the freeway on the 101 in downtown LA yesterday for hours over these ICE raids.
It's not just about our individual selves. It's about our friends, our families, our students, our neighbors, for those who cannot show up today.
And I just think right now these are needed. They're very much needed because it is the moment where you are going to see that all of the voices, all of the people are together. And when we're together, we will not be divided.
They carried Mexican flags and signs. Some of them read, MAGA, Mexicans always get across. Don't bite the hand that feeds you. Estimated 11 to 15 million illegal immigrants in the U.S., more than 2 million in California.
While most people look at the damage from fires as involving homes, Pete Demetrio reports a Southern California congresswoman also sees impacts on the creative community, many of whom lived in Altadena and lost their ability to work along with where they live.
To people like Laura Lee Rodriguez, known professionally as Empress of, Div band member Zachary Cold Smith, hip-hop artist Fat Tony and Madlib, and hundreds of other artists, Altadena was not only the place they called home, it was the base of studios where they made music. Congresswoman Judy Chu feels the passage of a tax credit measure for artists who spend up to 30% of their income on equipment and career development is a step in the overall rebuilding process.
They have to do such things as pay an agent or a manager, create reels, travel to auditions, get professional headshots, take acting classes, and they incur so many expenses that a typical employee in another industry does not have to worry about.
11 major entertainment unions and associations, ranging from Actors Equity to the League of American Orchestras, the Recording Industry Association of America, and SAG-AFTRA, are starting a lobbying effort to get the tax credit measure passed in the next congressional session. I'm Pete Demetrio, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
At one of the recovery centers, there's now a salon treatment, and makeovers are being offered inside the TV City, sponsored by Clyde Staffing. It's open every Saturday. Emily Valdez talking with a celebrity hairstylist, Eddie Cook.
Eddie, so a haircut is something in LA that is rather expensive and probably not in the budget of somebody who just lost everything.
Totally. Not in the budget and sometimes just not in the front of mind when you, again, have, if you have kids or you have so many other priorities, you have legal things, you have your insurance. So we really just wanted people to, I don't know, get the things they need, but also maybe take 15 minutes to an hour to just you know, talk to someone and have, we can hear them and be there for them and cut their hair. And, you know, when you do this hairstyling and makeup and you're working in someone's intimate space, it's so much more than the service. It's kind of an energy exchange or a dialogue. And
you're quite often therapists, too. You are really an ear.
Yeah, I'm just here to listen and to let people tell their stories and be as encouraging as possible and make them feel a little better.
They're busing in evacuees from Red Cross shelters every Saturday, and they can get some free clothes and household items, too.
Israel's leader is in Washington, D.C. for talks with the president.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on his way to Washington Sunday he would discuss a range of issues with President Trump when they meet Tuesday, including Hamas, Iran, and diplomatic relations with Arab countries.
The decisions we made in the war have already changed the face of the Middle East. Our decisions and the courage of our soldiers have redrawn the map. But I believe that working closely with President Trump, we can redraw it even further.
This comes after Saturday's hostage exchange. American-Israeli Keith Siegel's family ecstatic. He and two others freed by Hamas in exchange for 183 Palestinian prisoners. Negotiations on the second phase of the peace deal, which would end the war and see the remaining 60 or so hostages returned, are set to begin Monday. I'm Julie Walker.
Some people now turn into AI for therapy.
With the popularity for artificial intelligence growing, some people are even using AI for their mental health. Psychologist with the Cleveland Clinic, Dr. Susan Albers, says AI's use for therapy does have its positives.
It is non-judgmental. It is affordable. It may be attractive to people who are reluctant to speak with humans or don't know where to find resources.
Albers says a negative aspect is the need to upload private information, and there's no telling how that information is stored or shared. Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
Some more tariff news. 10 minutes after the last news on the tariffs, Mexico sending 10,000 troops to the border. Now the U.S. hitting pause for 1 month. These are the Mexican tariffs only, but something. CBS congressional correspondent Scott McFarland. We got him on the line.
So, Scott, you know, Trump's people and the president will certainly say that this shows that his approach is effective. Yes?
There's going to be some quick pushback, though, if and when supply chains get disrupted by the Canadian tariffs. There's been this sense, Vicky, that a lot of this was setting up a last-minute pivot or a last-minute settlement between the parties to give Trump a victory early on and to show some work product. But there's already been a fracture in the relationships between the U.S. and Mexico and the U.S. and Canada, and a mobilization against the U.S. by other stakeholders that this can't be trusted, that the administration can't be trusted. And that damage may be larger than just financial.
Where are Democrats on this, and where are they lately? There was an article that came out over the weekend talking about how they tried to get together on something, and still there was so much infighting, and they couldn't really chart that path forward other than to say, hey, he promised the price of eggs will go down, and the price of eggs hasn't gone down.
Yeah, and this is the type of issue they want to rally around because they believe they had their clocks cleaned because they weren't talking enough about prices and people's wallets and how the economy was impacting them granularly. Well, here's their opportunity to galvanize on that issue. But you're going to notice the difficulty Democrats have coalescing on a message because they don't have a leader. They don't have a singular person running point on this. And obviously, the Democrats who won those Republican seats in Southern California, those who won those competitive races in our area, have a different political persuasion than those who've been here for decades from the Northeast or from major cities in the Midwest. And getting them on the same page on anything is difficult when there's no leader to do so.
So you talked about a fracture in relationships, and that's the danger. But politics is a dirty business. And Scott, people don't always like each other, but then they work out a deal and they come together and they smile for the cameras. How long could this last? Because that's really where the damage is done, with political reputations and voter support.
Yeah, and I think when you have damage to your brand on the world stage, which the U.S. is risking by having economic battles with its allies, I don't know how fast you could unwind that, even if another deal is cut, not just the one with Mexico. But I think there's a broader issue that's worth being mindful of at this moment. Trump has come in even more aggressive on certain fronts than even Democrats feared. You know, this purge that's underway at the FBI and the U.S. Agency for International Development, a foreign aid group, That's going to make it almost impossible for Democrats to help Trump on anything, including keeping the government open, raising the debt ceiling, getting his major tax cuts extended, and all the other policies he wants to pursue. He will likely have to do this now exclusively with Republican votes. Boy, that's going to be hard with the narrow margins sitting there in Congress. I think more of these executive actions will be the playbook for Trump, not getting big deals with Congress.
CBS congressional correspondent Scott McFarland. Thanks.